all the guys, when they would stand around, make me talk. They just listened to me talk forever, just because they wanted to listen to me talk. And I thought, what's the matter with you people up here? Ain't you ever heard a Southerner before?
Do you know the English language?
I guess not.
What about the? Do you notice a difference in the way men and women talk?
In the South?
Sure.
It's just some, you know, sometimes I don't know. It's hard to say. I guess it just depends on where they were raised, where you were born, where you grew up. But I still get together with all of my high school buddies, and they all sound the same to me. They sound the same as I do. I haven't noticed any difference in their speech.
Where did they move off? I mean, they still live here?
Uh-huh. And most of them are still living on the south side of town. I'm the only one that came north.
What is the south side of Atlanta?
South side. Everybody knows south side if you grew up here. It's all the southeast Atlanta, Hateful, College Park, East Point area. Huh. We had it was like one big, huge family down there. I went to school. I was in an Atlanta school, but, you know, we always hung out with people from College Park High School and Hateful High School and Russell and in East Point, all that area. So that was what we considered the South Side. Of course, then we didn't know it was South Side. We just thought we were in our area until people started growing up and getting older. Then it's always referred to as the South Side.
Mm. And everyone that you went to high school with, they all sound the same to you?
Yeah, they all sound the same. I hadn't noticed any changes in any of them.
Wow. What about the way, do you notice people of different ethnic backgrounds? Can you tell a difference in the way they talk? You spoke of being able to tell someone Middle Eastern. What about black folks and white folks? Can you tell a difference? If someone were to call you on the phone, do you think you'd be able to?
Most of the time, yes, especially if they grew up in Atlanta. I've noticed that the black people over the years, there's no different. The older black people that I still come in contact with, they still have the old South talk and talk like they always did. Then you have the younger ones who have their own language going, the Ebonics, and half the time you don't know what anybody's saying. And then I work in a building where we do have a lot of black people, and they're very well educated, and their speech is you can tell that they've been to college or that they grew up in the North. Mm-hmm. Not so much a Yankee accent as just more more cultured.
Where do you work?
I don't think you get that in the South. I work at One Georgia Center. It's right, you know where the varsity is?
Oh, yeah.
It's right there.
What is it? What kind of work is it?
Oh, I work for a small industrial real estate firm. Mm-hmm. We deal in warehouses. We have a lot of brokers, and I'm the business manager.
So you have a lot of different types of people. You said you had someone from Ohio.
Yeah, everybody there, though, is from the South. We have some South Georgia boys. We have one South Georgia boy who grew up around Columbus and went to school in Alabama.
You notice a difference in how he talks?
He's a good old Southern boy, but he's very well educated, mm-hmm. and you can tell, you know. And he, but he still has the Southern. He has a Southern drawl to some extent.
So, do you think maybe you could tell